Blog Talk Radio.
UGS Radio is not intended for anyone under the age of 18 years old. We reserve the right to say whatever the fuck we want to say because we believe in free speech. And if you do not believe in free speech...
Get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker!
We kill the men, we kill the women, we kill the children, we kill the babies, we kill the blind, we kill the crippled, we kill the crazy, we kill the faggots, we kill the lesbians. I said, God damn it, we kill them all!
And one night, a drawing set me on fire. That wicked fantasy was to see a child burned to death. And after that, I was just left in a garbage can to die.
Try taking some of these dangerous chemicals out of the food and environment and see if there's a turnaround. At least do something instead of ignoring it and increasing the danger to us.
I was a school teacher in my parish school, and I caught a priest molesting a child. They were going to allow this man to remain near the children, and sadly, he's still in a parish today.
There is absolutely no sexual overtone within this procedure, according to the traditional rabbis that perform it. Absolutely.
Sexual or not, you still had a baby's penis in your mouth. That's just...
Okay, have a pleasant day.
Welcome to the Church of Reality.
Episode 154 or 53 and a half. We missed one somewhere. It's 9/11, everybody, 15 years later. Welcome to the show. I presume this is my co-host, Elaine.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm
glad it's you.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing good. I'm glad it's you and not some random stranger. We've been dealing with a lot of truth balls lately. Haven't we, though? I mean, like, that one guy who was, did you hear that? You were there for that one episode where that one guy was trying to justify all the brutality from the police that was going on. And saying,
yeah, for
that
Africa.
Country is not that bad.
Yeah.
No, this was some white dude from Minnesota up there by where Skinny Man's at. Yeah, he called in a couple weeks in a row. This was like a month ago. And just was running off at the mouth about how people in America complain too much and how it's not that bad. You know, those are the same people that think 9/11 pretty much happened the way they said it happened, the quote-unquote official report, the official commission. I've seen several documentaries. I'm sure you have, too. Our friend Debbie Lewis, her late husband William Lewis, they produced several documentaries themselves. And there's actually a group called Architects for 9/11 Truth that's comprised of 1,500 architects, engineers, and scientists. 1,500 from 47 states who all say that it is virtually impossible for the buildings to come down the way they did other than one way, and that's demolition. Now, this is not, I mean, it is coming out of my mouth, but this is also coming out of the mouth of people much more sophisticated than my dumbass. I'm talking about scientists, engineers, and architects. Over 1,000 of them are saying this. That right there should, every American should be scared to death. Every American should be like, wow, if they're going to perpetrate something like this, who's to say what else they're going to perpetrate? And you notice since 9/11, what has risen the most as far as crime against humanity? I would say civil liberties and people getting murdered by for no reason would be one thing. We're all getting spied on since 9/11. There's a camera up everybody's ass. I mean, would it be multiple colonoscopies? I mean, what the hell's going on here? You know, it's a total, complete police state. And 9/11, I believe, was the jump off of it. But I'm going to go into a news clip because I want people to hear this you know, from the media rather than just a rap music journalist, because, you know, who's to say what I fucking know, according to a lot of these Nimrods on Facebook, you know. Check it out, and we'll be right back. And if you want to hit the lines and you want to give us your opinion on what you think happened on 9/11, the number is 714-409-0548. We'll be right back.
Now, a different kind of engineering question. 1,000 engineers and architects from 47 different cities today called for a new independent investigation into 9/11 this morning. It happened at news conferences that were held in 47 cities across North America, including one here in Victoria. The group is Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, founded by an architect from San Francisco. The group says it has new evidence suggesting that explosives, not planes, alone brought down the two World Trade Center towers and the third 47-story skyscraper on that fateful day, September 2001. The group says it has explosive forensic evidence that was omitted from the official reports on the attack. Representatives of the group based in Victoria, who have signed a petition demanding a new investigation, say the fire alone could not have brought down the buildings, particularly World Trade Center Tower number 7.
There was no plane hitting that building, and there was no proper investigation or explanation given why that building also fell in the way and the fashion it did. It basically collapsed at free fall speed. That's not possible. That can only happen if you remove all the core columns at the right moment in a controlled demolition fashion, as we've seen on TV.
The group says, given that the buildings were in partial or full free fall during the destruction, it suggests or points directly to expertly placed explosives. It also points to reports that first responders saw flashes and heard bangs at the onset of the destruction, and that the explosive ejections of building material can be seen 20 to 40 stories below the collapsing portion of the World Trade Center towers. For more information on this group, you can find out more at their website at ae911truth.org.
I don't know if that website's still up because that clip was pretty old, but the group is definitely, you can go to Facebook. There is a group called Architects for 9/11 Truth. That's disturbing when you have that many analytical minds. Like I said, scientists, engineers, and architects coming together all saying that this is bogus and this is bullshit. But you also have almost an entire population of the country that believes the official story of what the government said. You have a mass hypnosis going on. What's this that you just sent me? Israel and 9/11, you won't find. Okay, definitely. Well, okay, look at Israel, for example. Prime example with Israel. They're in the middle of what you would call, or what the government would call, a terrorist hotbed, which, in actuality, I think that they're the real terrorist state. Many people we've had on the show agree with that. But after 9/11, you can tie that to Israel as well, because where did we go? Who profited the most? Who got control of what? Israel gets how many billions of dollars a year from us? Was it like $50 billion, some crazy number like that? You know, quote me if I'm wrong, but that's a lot of fucking money for a country to be given away that's trillions of dollars in debt. You know, how can we afford to be giving them motherfuckers anything if we're trillions in debt? You know, I mean, it's common logic, folks. But, yeah, definitely. Hopefully Saeed's okay. I know since we're talking about Israel, he would be on one right now. But he's right. You know, Israel... You look at it's like the unholy trinity. You got Israel, United States.
Hello? 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 Okay. Hello? Hello? Hello?
I'm just going to have to end the episode. That's the only thing I can do. Can you hear me now? Okay, now I can hear myself because I'm listening on the headphones. Can you hear me, Elaine? Okay, I got Elaine on, but I can't hear her. All right, I guess I don't know what's going on. Sin, let me know if you can hear me, Sin. I can hear myself now. Maybe it's the topic of the show. Can you hear me, Elaine?
Yeah, I can hear you. I had to change my phone. And, of course, you know, it was said a couple of months ago that when we talk about 9/11, it was something that was sent out by the FBI or the CIA. However, let me say this. Don't you think it's funny how Israel get away with everything, and it has been reported that they were responsible for the 9/11, the same thing with ISIS. You know, everybody, they're killing up everybody in the Middle East, but they won't touch Israel.
Yeah, definitely. Can you hear me, though?
Yeah, I can hear you great.
Okay, we had, it wasn't your phone, Elaine. It was, I have people listening. They were telling me they couldn't even hear me speak, and I was speaking for like 5 minutes about what was going on. Even when you were off the line, no one could hear me. It's kind of funny. We play a clip about 9/11. We have a show about 9/11, and we have technical difficulties. But then again, you know, that's what they do, right? Don't they have filters for this stuff? Like
yes.
When you upload something that says certain words, like terrorist or 9/11 or inside job,
right.
They want to intercept things.
Exactly. And when you talk about 9/11, they consider you as a terrorist, okay? So let's get that out there. However, here's another thing that we need to make sure that people understand. What is the guy's name that owns Facebook?
Zuckerberg.
Well, do you know that his grandfather is a Rockefeller? Do you know that he's a Rockefeller? His grandfather is a Rockefeller.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah. He came from Yale, if I'm not mistaken, or Harvard, one of those places, for the privileged. He definitely came from wealth and money, and if he came from the Rockefellers,
that's
there you
who
have
his
it.
Grandfather is the Rockefeller. So how? And another thing is, we're talking about 9/11, and we're connecting the dots, and we're being monitored. You know that, right? That's why Facebook is not good. Everything you say is reported. Back to, and why would he use Zuckerberg instead of
Rockefeller? Those fusion centers too. Each sector, there's like 7 or 8 sectors in the United States, and I'm sure they have this in other countries like France, maybe Germany, Japan. But there's 7 or 8 of these sectors, and they have these fusion centers where they control all the information of all the people that live in that region, and. Oh, yeah, definitely. If you speak out against any of the crap that they do, you best believe they got a file on you. Even if you don't, that's what a lot of these regular average Joe Americans don't even realize. These yuppies, don't even know that they're being monitored too. They know when they're doing this, when they're doing that, what they're having for dinner, when they took a shit. They know everything about everybody. But
yeah.
Nobody wants to hear that.
So who
we're
wants to use
tinfoil
hat
wearers, Elaine.
So who,
we
win, who
we
wants
wear
to use
tinfoil hats?
Right. Who wants to use Facebook when they know that everything you say is being monitored? And when the CIA and the FBI put out a couple of months ago that certain issues and certain topics is off limits, especially 9/11, and I wonder why.
Yeah, and I look at the news feed today. I want to shout out, I can't name names, there's too many of them, but I want to shout out all the people that are actually posting memes and quotes and different things about 9/11 truth, about wanting justice, what's going on. And we also can't forget not just the people that died there, that were sacrificed, so to speak, but all the people that died after 9/11. There's so the architects for 9/11 truth in their documentary, they talk about so many people that have died of these different cancers from inhaling all that horrible debris and dust. Have died too. There's so many people that are sick from it today. A lot of the first responders and heroes and people that saved lives, that got out of there with their lives, they're dying, or they're already dead.
Yeah.
So 9/11 continues to kill people.
Agent Orange.
Yeah, exactly. And then on top of that, you got to think about, who profited from this the most? Who made the most money?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Which families made the most? There was a recording that Rockefeller's son supposedly said he had. I watched it. I think it was in 9/11 Loose Change, or one of the documentaries. Might have been something that Alex Jones did back when he had a brain. And they were talking about David Rockefeller's son told somebody, some important figure, either in politics or media or something, that something's going to happen in a couple weeks, and it's going to be big.
Yeah.
And
told all the Jewish
people to sell your stock.
Told them not to show up. Told them, the Jewish people, not to go to work the day that it happened. And not only that, here's another something that you need. Look, the owner of the World Trade Center. What was his relationship? He had, if I'm not mistaken, we did a show on this a while ago. And what was his name? I can't think of his name. He owned the building, but he had taken out extra insurance or something of any other of something in that direction. You know, it's so much going on with the 9/11. That people are not conscious about.
Larry Silver.
Do not realize that he actually had increased the insurance, or he had did something. He had
Right before, I know what you're talking about, right before it happened, he went and got this billions and billions dollar, I think it's $3.5 billion insurance coverage. In 2007, they reached a settlement with insurers agreeing to pay out $4.5 billion. Now, think about this. He does this a few days or a few weeks, whatever, right before the towers fall, because he had advanced knowledge of it. Also, 2 weeks before the towers fell, they had drills. They had dogs in there, bomb-sniffing dogs. And when you hear what the architects of 9/11 truth say, is that there is over 180 different claims of people hearing explosions. So as
that building
collapsing.
It wasn't, and if you notice, if you look at the picture, if you look at it right, the planes that they claimed that hit the building sideswept the building. It didn't even go directly into the building. You know, so that's when they started saying it were bomb explosions and they were hearing it. You know, it's coming back now.
Crazy. Yeah, the Pentagon, there was actually no plane at all found, nothing, no bodies at all. And then the one that was en route to the White House, where it crashed in a field, No bodies, nothing, just pieces of metal, nothing to put together a plane. And if you look at the first plane, I think it's the first plane that goes into the Trade Center, underneath it, it had these different components that wasn't the same that the plane that they were saying it was. It was like a drone type of thing. You know, so there's so many things out there. I mean, if you piece it all together and put it all together, it's so easy to see that this was set up it was carried out with precision, except they did not cover their tracks enough. Out of all the debris, you can't find a body, but you could find a fucking passport from one of the supposed terrorists. Yeah, like you're looking through it, you can't find nothing, right? You can't find shit, but here's a passport, a little tiny piece of paper. Come on, there's so many things.
But Perez, look how the building collapsed. You know, it was like demolition. It started.
Yeah. Free
fall. It didn't collapse. You know, it wasn't like a plane knocked the top of the building off. The doggone building collapsed.
Yeah, free fall speed. They said it was like 10 seconds, and they compared Building 7. I saw a video earlier with the implosion from Las Vegas, one of the big hotels out there. Because a lot of people don't even know about Building 7. They cover that up in the media too. It was a building that was nowhere near the Trade Towers. And they said it collapsed due to fire, but they put it right next to a video of a building that was imploded from a demolition team. It's exact same fucking thing.
But they're
free
trying to put the blame
speed
on what country, not Israel, who we know Israel is.
Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
We're trying to,
you know,
because you know
why?
We owe them a lot of money. We owe them a lot of money. And this is my theory. My theory is this. We're throwing our government or whatever, we're throwing that crap at them, accusing them, maybe with hopes that they'll forgive the debt that we owe them. Who knows? All I know is this. Saudi Arabia, if they had anything to do with it, they were working with people that were inside this country. In high powerful places.
That's the whole thing. That's why we're not allowed to talk about it, because they don't want us to associate Israel with it. You were saying something earlier about how much money we send them, but you know, these people here, the government, these people, especially the Republicans, they are trying to make their place in the world. So this is why Israel gets a lot of support. And this is why anything Israel do is okay, because push comes shove, if there was a war or something like that to break out here, where do you think they're going to run to? They're going to run behind their money.
Well, look at this. U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice, this was back in June 14th of this year, she proposed a military aid package to Israel in the sum of $3.1 billion. And then they also wanted to give them a $40 billion aid package just in general. And it says the largest ever to any country. Again, people, we are in debt by the trillions. And how the fuck can we give Israel $40 billion?
Well, wait a minute. Here's another good thing here that you need to consider. Consider this. Is why in the heck our police officers going to Israel for training? Hello?
There you go. Well, there's UN. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
There's people over here that said they saw UN vehicles. There's UN troops in the United States right now. Yeah, you know, there's UN troops in every country. People don't even realize what's going on. That's why you see excessive force being used with no consequences. These guys are getting... I saw a video the other day, it's a new video, where it showed a cop beat up a whole family. There was a lady in a walker.
Yeah, what about the cop that killed himself in New York? because he refused to do, he couldn't believe that his government, he wrote a letter and said, does government want me to bring, take out these particular acts? So he could not believe that his government wanted him to kill, assassinate people. So he took his own life. But he left a note.
Yeah, I'm sure if he was protesting against it and he was actually like, hey, you know what, I can't believe this shit's going on, and he wrote a letter to the editor, best believe he was more than likely assassinated. Best believe it was more likely a hit, because I believe that they get these memos that tell them, you know, shoot to kill, do whatever you have to do necessary.
Honey, eugenics.
Yeah.
And we've been talking about this for a very long time. And you have to realize who the eugenics are. We're talking about the Zuckerbergs, the Rockefellers. We're talking about the one percenters. We're talking about the people that owns all the media. Don't you think it's funny how white people, and you're white and I'm black, and you know I can talk to you because we can be honest with each other. They commit more crime than black people, but they never, ever expose the crimes of the whites on TV. All they do is put black people out there on the front line. Why is that?
I agree with that, because they're demonizing black people in order to get these angry, racist white people behind them. That way they can have all of us divided, because, you know, there's good whites out there. There's a lot of good whites out there.
Of course. Look at you. Look at my husband.
Yeah. A prime example. I mean, there's wonderful unions. There's great families. I know people that have wonderful families. You know what I'm saying? That you might have a black husband, a white wife, or vice versa. Beautiful children. But how do the children deal with this crap? You know what I mean? How the hell do they deal with it?
Like the guy that refused the national anthem to stand up or whatever.
Yeah, the 49er,
I mean, look at
Colin.
Him. He's biracial.
Yeah.
He's biracial. He's a good example.
If people are worried about this guy sitting down, when we got so many people dying of cancer, so many people, you know, dying of kids starvation, you know, all kinds of crazy shit. Let's see who we got on the line here. 631, how you doing? Hello. Okay, we lost 631. If you want to call back in, you got the number. Anybody else want to call in? 714-409-0548. Yeah, I mean...
The guy was telling the truth.
Yeah, me and Skinny were talking about this. We actually did a show on this last week, and he, you know, he took a stand, and he wasn't the first, because there was people before him. There was that young lady at the Olympics didn't put her hand on her heart, and everybody was in outrage.
She didn't do it either, because she knew that, you know, if you really listen to it, you know, these people are correct. You know, it's not the land of the free. Let's get that right now.
Well,
because
if
it was the land
people
of the free, then you wouldn't have police brutality. You cannot talk about police brutality. You can't talk about, and then they have the audacity to say, go back to Africa. How? How in the hell can I go somewhere where I've never been?
Exactly. And look what happened with the native people of this country. Even as early as this week, they had attack dogs sigged on them. They're trying to build that pipeline directly through Native American burial grounds and Native American land, right? Now, I saw a great comparison. Someone says, okay, what if they try to build a pipeline through Arlington National Cemetery? Would you be upset then? How many people would be fucking outraged, right? It would be a totally different thing. But if you do it to the Native Americans, who gives a fuck about them? Who cares about them?
That's the mindset of these assholes.
But see, 631's back. You there, 631?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing? My name is Sid.
Hey, how you doing, man? Welcome to the Church of Reality here. We're just the topic of the show, 9/11. You know, was it an inside job or not? But we're also talking about all kinds of other crazy stuff that's going on. If you've been listening to the show, we have been having technical difficulties as well. Were you able to hear what's going on?
Yeah, I was hearing from about maybe 10 minutes now. And, I'm a video producer where, you know, I realized a while back that they're making sure that history is like, you know, like a set thing to where if we don't study the origin of the real history of what happened, like with the Columbus contact, we're stuck in a 19th century mode of thought from the schooling system that was imposed there. So now, like I read on the description, what had me very interested was, you know, if 9/11 is an inside job, how come people can't really see it? Something to that effect. I was speaking with a different radio host earlier. He's a really nice guy. He also has Blog Talk. He was speaking about how the Native Americans were, there's documentation of when the ships came over that they didn't see the threat, that some of them even documented as saying that they saw the water straight through the ship. So they were seeing the water behind it. They were not perceiving the threat. It was something that was not imaginable. So when I heard that, you know, we started talking, we became friends. And, you know, I was very interested in that because I said, yeah, I said, it's like today when you have that perceived threat and you can see it, how we, you, I, and the other guests on the line can see it. But we wonder, how is it that somebody else can't see it? So there's definitely something in the mind that, you know, there's something like we need to do a lot of research on ourselves and our background. That's why I started to do, you know, like producing and stuff, because, you know, you can only talk to so many people. And it's just like how you have the radio show. The radio show allows you to speak to a lot more. Yeah. But it's a very interesting topic that you have.
Well, you know why people can't see it? Because they don't want to see it, and they, you know, people are ready to perceive the lie. You know, hello, they would rather deal with the lie instead of dealing with the truth. Because if they deal with the lie, then they don't have to deal with what they're doing, their ancestors did. You know, it's like, I don't know, it's crazy. But it happens even on Facebook, everywhere. If you tell them this here is it, no, that's not it. People have been lied to so much. And I tell people today, if they lie to me about my religion, that means that your religion they lied to you about yours too. You see what I'm saying?
And also exactly, and on top of that, when you have 1,500 or more architects, engineers, and scientists all coming together from around the country and around the world saying that, no, this is impossible, it did not happen, that should make everybody open up their eyes a little bit and be like, okay, let's look at this. Let's step back and look a little bit further. As a matter of fact, every American, especially you motherfuckers that call yourself patriots, every one of you should look further into this and investigate this. You know, there's documentaries that have been around 9/11 in plain sight. Debbie Lewis's husband, her late husband, William Lewis, produced that. Of course, 9/11 Loose Change. And there's dozens and dozens of documentaries. There's also great articles and books about it out there. Look at this stuff. Look at the facts. You know what I'm saying? Look at the actual scientific evidence of what took place that day. And like I said, things of, oh, I found a passport of one of the terrorists. Little things like that. But you can't pull out a body. You can't pull out. I'm not saying all those people didn't perish, because they did. People lost family members. But what else happened, folks? We had a huge war. We have war that's still going on right now. Millions of innocent lives have been destroyed. Families have been destroyed. And now you also have a militarization of the United States of America itself. There's tanks and shit in local police stations in small-town communities. What the fuck do they need a tank for? You know what I mean? There's things we got to look at.
Yeah, well, you've heard of a singer called Frank Zappa, right?
Yeah.
All right. That guy.
He named a lot of, his kids have a lot of odd names.
Yeah, he's well, you know, what I do is I take from different people that are geniuses, and everybody has a little piece to offer. So, like, when you really look at what's going on with the manipulation of the human family on Earth, basically, you start to see that you analyze the life on Earth, biology, and you see that there has to be other things that are more powerful and intelligent than human beings. You know, if you study astronomy, basic astronomy is not going to tell you that, because it's, again, created by the church and state. And same thing with other sciences. Now, technical science works. The cell phone works, the computer works, which gives the illusion that archaeological science, literary science, and other sciences that are unprovable are true when they are not. I mean, everybody knows Christopher Columbus did not discover America. But
exactly.
The textbook writing of that is the problem, because that writing brings it into a reality of an existence. Like if you wrote a building plan, it's not really a building plan unless you write those plans up and put them on paper. Now, adults, the job is to rewrite this stuff. So you're doing part with radio broadcasting. I'm doing part with video production, and other people are doing their part. But this direct rewriting is what I see to be necessary.
Yeah, but you know what happens? When you start rewriting their history, you have to remember
wrote
the book.
It's our history. It's our history. You see what I'm saying? You're separating it too much. It's all of us.
Well,
regardless.
Because let me explain to you why I am separating from their history, from our history, if you want to say, because it's not. The person that wrote the lie, or the person that I believe that conquered, so they say. So the conquerors are the ones that wrote history, and they did not write the correct history, because if they wrote the correct history, then I would know who I am. I would have an idea of who I am, my history, where I came from. So they wrote it where, you know, I can't explain it, but it's their writing. They're the ones that wrote the book.
Who's
well, the
that?
Winners of the wars write the books. That's what they say, right? That's the obviously a lot of lies were written.
Well, they say history's written by the victor, you know. But even though history's
right,
written
exactly,
by the
that's
victor,
exactly what I'm trying to say. Is
yeah, but
that
yeah.
It's written by the victor,
you
and the victor.
If somebody says something and you want to believe it, that's your choice. But to tell everybody
exactly.
that's solid truth, it's just not true, because scientifically,
exactly.
logically. Reasonably, somebody would say, victors write the truth, right? But the fact that we
right.
have alternative truths to that truth with native reservations proves that that's not true, that you will always
exactly.
have the truth there. So it doesn't mean that we let what happened turn us in to the person that did it to us, because that's what we see in a lot of communities of color. I mean, I'm a man of color myself, so I see that. And if people can't get past that, that's the block we see. It's like there is no when you go to the hospital, they're not asking you if you're black or white. They're saying, what blood type do you have? So that
well,
is
they do ask
you.
They
you
do ask
saying?
You your nationality, if you're Hispanic, Asian, American.
That doesn't
yeah,
matter.
Yeah.
However,
yeah.
I agree
yeah.
with
yeah.
what
yeah.
you're
yeah.
saying. 100%.
What matters is if I have the same blood type as you and I can help you, that matters more than Hispanic, black, white, whatever incorrect classification that you want to put on a person, like a label, perpetuating the same system that you're trying to fight. So it comes
well,
to a point where we got to have reason, and you got to stop separating. Because if you
well,
need blood and is a white dude, I tell you one thing, you're going
to
be real happy. You know, you're not going
to
see that.
Blood.
You're not going to say, hey, I'd like to know if he's Hispanic before I get this blood transfusion. We start to see that our prejudices are ignorant.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons why I step out and I speak out. Because, again, I am agreeing with you 100%.
Yeah, you definitely gotta come together, especially during these times, because nobody will be spared. The toilet, I said this again and again, folks, the toilet has already been flushed. Now, if we're going to get out of the toilet bowl somehow, we're going to have to help each other. Otherwise, we're all going down the fucking train together. And
well, somebody got to talk truth. You know, because
you
I'm not going to stay
truth.
In a toilet. I'm not going to stay in a toilet bowl when somebody is trying to pull me down. If I know something is right and I know this is wrong, I'm not going to agree with the wrong person. And, of course, another thing is God don't look at color. He looks at the soul.
What, Sadie Lane? You broke up the last part.
I said God don't look at color. He looks at the soul of man. But, again, I'm not going to stay in a toilet bowl with somebody that don't want to get out of it. Because you want to stay
yeah,
down
you
and
got,
leave
yeah.
there.
Exactly. You got to work together. You know, I cut my hand, you step on it, I throw you over the side, and then you reach your arm back over and help me get out. That's how it's supposed to be done. And at the end of the day, like the gentleman said, we all got to look out for each other. We all got to look out for our children. Or you're not, if you get in a car accident, I need a blood transfusion or whatever. I don't care where the blood is coming from. I just hope that whoever it's coming from, it's free of AIDS or contagion or disease. I don't care if it's of Asian, Hispanic, whatever. I don't care. But at the same token, you have a populace of people that are driven by division. Does that make sense? It's almost like they wait for, like, you post something on Facebook that's about unity, and people right away want to attack it. They want to
they
jump
want
in
attack.
And say, yeah. They don't. They're
yeah,
just ready for that.
It happens every day.
They're ready
every day.
For that.
You know, they don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to hear the truth.
The truth is an ugly thing, and like what the Native Americans were going through. I believe it was in North Dakota earlier this week. The media didn't even really publicize it that much.
Never do.
It's just disgusting. I remember a couple years ago they wanted to take away the casinos, which is some of the only income they have. So it's like, come on already. Come on. Flag waivers that are mad at Colin or whatever the guy's name is that sat down during the national anthem, you're wasting your energy on that guy when you should be thinking about the atrocities that is happening to Americans right now as we speak. And I'm not just talking about people given diseases and illnesses, people being experimented on, not even having knowledge
of
it.
Yeah, but Prince, you have to know that it's not the people that's doing these things. You have to deal with the government on these things. The government is putting all these issues out here. You know,
but it's
even
the people behind the government.
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi, what did she say? Oh, guess what? If y'all don't, okay, what they said, if you don't support Planned Parenthood, then we're not going to support the Zika virus. How in the hell could she say that?
Yeah,
you got to
kill
babies in the womb.
Yeah, explain yourself, Pelosi. What the fuck are you talking about?
Did you see that?
I read something about that. Yeah,
you gotta remember kill babies in the womb.
Ebola virus. So
then we're not gonna say the babies that's been attacked with the Zika virus. This is the
crazy
type of shit that we're dealing with. You know,
ransom.
People don't have no nothing for nobody.
It's extortion.
They don't care
ransom.
About you.
Yeah, they're holding babies hostage, saying we're not going to cure them unless you fund
Planned Parenthood.
You know what
you
all
know,
this
is real. That is
it's
dumb.
It's real.
Shit.
It's real, but it's the type of stuff you see in a horror movie, and it's real. It's just
the worst
shit that you could see in a horror movie happens every single day on this planet. the worst things you can think about. We've done shows on the organs being sold on the black market. You know, I talked about William Lewis earlier. Debbie's
people
husband.
People kidnapping black people, taking their organs and sending them to Israel. I don't care about anything,
Lewis.
Man. You know, I mean, really?
He wakes up. He gets knocked out at his hotel. He was promoting the movie, I believe it was Camp FEMA. He gets knocked out in his hotel. When he comes to, he's in the hospital missing a kidney. I mean, what the fuck?
And then, on top of that, here's the worst thing I can even think of, that the government is injecting women of color and women, poor women, with Depo-Provera and lacing it with the HIV virus. So, the Ebola vaccine. You know,
just
I am a realist. I don't play with that crazy shit because they ain't going to stand the toilet with you.
Further and get
this is crazy. I mean, they're holding drugs that can save people's lives for cancer. Are you kidding me?
That's why.
You know, we're living in a crazy, stupid, selfish, ignorant world. And I'm not going to be a part of it.
I have been struggling with the illness over the last 15 years. I have an illness that's called myasthenia gravis. And it's kind of in the muscular dystrophy family. There's all kinds of different symptoms. I quit taking medicine for my condition because they were giving me some of the craziest experimental treatments you can think of. Weird electrotherapies. They were injected serum into the vein in my neck. They were giving me cancer drugs like Imuron and methotrexate and all these different things. And I was having other doctors tell me, why the hell are you on this medicine? This could kill you. So I'm afraid to even treat myself for this. I just live with the symptoms. You know what I mean? And just deal with it day to day. I don't trust the doctors no more. I'm afraid for my life every time I go to the doctor.
I've been going to the doctor recently. That's why I haven't been on Facebook or, you know, doing whatever I have to do, calling in sometimes. Because I went for a mammogram. They gave me the mammogram. Then they called me back in for another mammogram and another mammogram. And then they gave me the 3D mammogram because they couldn't find anything. And then they gave me the sonogram, right? And now they sent me a letter the other day saying that I have, they didn't say I had cancer. They said whatever it is, it's benign, but they want me to take another mammogram. And I'm coming to the conclusion, why are you trying to rip me off? And I know because I have the best insurance. I have TRICARE. You know, my husband was Air Force, retired from the Air Force. So I have TRICARE.
Yeah.
So they're milking me and filling my body up with radiation. And then I had a CT scan. You know, on my lungs, right? And they're milking me and filling me up with radiation. You listen to what I tell you. They're trying to kill me, filling me up with radiation, and I don't have anything. I have fibroids. Black women that breastfeed their babies have fibroid tissues or milk glands in their breasts. And they're trying to find something. They're trying to put something in there.
Well, you know what it is? They want to keep taxing you. They already told you whatever it is that's inside your breast, they already said it's non-cancerous. And I would presume that there's no need to operate. So why, exactly, why another mammogram? Why the need for this? Let me ask you this, Stoey Lane, because I care about you. We all do. Did you go to another doctor and get a second opinion? Because the guy that you're going to now, he or she, sounds kind of like a quack. Like you said, they're trying to take advantage of you. Have you gotten a second opinion by any chance?
No, but I'm going to call tomorrow and have a second opinion. You know,
yeah,
really, you can't, man, I do the alkaline water, and I've been doing it for years, and I'm saying, and if you can't find nothing, that means that the alkaline water is working because cancer cannot live in an alkaline body. The cells die off. I've been trying to tell you that. And if you're looking for something, you're not going to find it, but this is just a mentality. You know, I mean, this is the mentality of the world. They don't care about nobody as long as they get what they want and as long as they're satisfied and comfortable.
They exactly. They want to take, you know, every last dime that you got, and then when you, there's no more money left, you know, they're going to go in for a routine blood test, and what's going to happen is they're going to inject you with some type of cancer or some other disease. I honestly believe they do that. When you can't afford to pay.
Of course they do that. Don't you know they do?
I believe that if they're doing it in Africa,
you know, yeah, with lacing the Depo-Provera with the tetanus, vaccine that causes women to self-abort their babies. Because we did the show a while ago,
crazy,
and I have the proof that they're doing it. You know, they're lacing.
Yeah.
I never knew that they were lacing vaccines with other deadly vaccines. And if they can do this stuff in Africa. And then I was reading today, we're getting off of the topic, but however, it all is
it all
related.
Ties together.
And if, it all ties in. And if they can go, which you didn't know that they were mutilating women's genital areas here in America. We know that they're doing this shit in Africa and in Asia and in Syria and all those Middle Eastern countries. But did you know that the United States government is underground doing the same thing to American women here? You know, I'm lucky because they just sterilized me. But when you talk and clip their clits off and you sew their vagina up, this is crazy.
Oh yeah, it's beyond insanity. We live in a Frankenstein laboratory, and that's what America has become. We've been blinded by materialism and money, and entertainment and TV, the idiot box, and why we've been distracted. What they've been doing is they've been killing all of us and our relatives for decades. I don't know how many relatives I lost to cancer. It's just fucking horrible. Every other street corner has a McDonald's or a Burger King or, you know.
Yeah, they're putting it in. See, this is what we don't know. The GMOs is nothing but cancer.
Yeah.
The fluoride is nothing but cancer. All of it is cancer. But I want to commend the young man that was on the phone. If he's still on the phone, he said something that, you know, that stood out to me. You know, he said somebody else is in control, maybe aliens, and he didn't directly say that. But I agree with him. You know, I agree with him 100%. You know, because remember... Go ahead on.
I was just going to tell you, if you look at the old Sumerian texts, that some of the oldest texts that we have discovered, they actually speak of an alien race that came and crossbred with them to create another species of human that was more smarter and capable to be able to do things such as mining and things of that nature. So it's written in texts. Things have been found around the world, they're thousands of years old, that point to spacecrafts and different things. So my theory is maybe we were genetically created by somebody from somewhere else, kind of like how our scientists genetically create different things. Like they might make a fucking chicken or a sheep in a test tube or something, or a human, you know.
Well, you look
maybe,
at the 1%ers.
Maybe we were.
Look at Obama, the 1%ers.
The bloodline.
And look at all that group of people. If you notice, and you know they say Obama doesn't travel somewhere. But if you look at those group of people, how they have control of everything and how they're just, you know, like
the Queen of England.
I mean, really, this is what, so, you know, I just want to commend him on what he said because, wow, I guess more than us, he believe it too. And something has to be to that.
Yeah, there's definitely, I'll tell you what, there's definitely people out there that are waking up And but it takes people like us to put our asses on the line. I don't care how small of a radio show you got, or a newspaper, or a blog, or an outlet, even your Facebook page. Try to share some reality once in a while. Try to share some stuff that's going to open other people's eyes, because the more people we get on our side, the better it is for all of us and for our children in the future. Otherwise, they're all dead. We don't want that. Hell of a show. Thank you, Elaine. This has been a real good show. I want to thank the caller that called in as well. I want to thank the homie Sin in France. He's been listening to the show. He let me know that nobody can hear me speak. I thought it was something with your phone. So did you. It wasn't. No, it wasn't. It was Blog Talk, because nobody can hear me speak. The homie all the way in France told me about it, so I had to get online and listen to my headphones, and I didn't hear myself speak either. So there was problems there. But Sin is even telling me right about the Sumerians. See, they know about it in France, all over the world. The Sumerians, you know, it's written in stone, people, and it was written thousands and thousands of years ago, long before other religious texts were found. And another thing to consider, too, people, there is over 5,000 religions that people worship around the globe. That's kind of crazy, too, but that's a whole other story. We're getting way off subject here. We'll see you guys hopefully next week. Elaine, you take care of yourself. Please get to another doctor, my friend, and I hope all is well.
I will.
Keep me updated. Much love to you and yours. And we're out of here. We'll see you guys next week. UGSforLife.com.
Good night.